it's Todd Prince. Welcome to the 1238 Prelims Contest. We're at Merced College. It is Saturday, and I'm evaluating individual performance on the field with you. I'm looking so forward to it. I love being on the field. I hope you guys enjoy every minute of this. And have a great show, guys. Best of luck. Have a little more believability in the arm gesturing that's happening with the band proper in the moment, right? It's not quite as believable as it could be from a dynamic perspective. And okay, and how far does the head go down? How much is the spine engaged as you spread that form out in that moment? We need more information being given to the performers about their upper body shapes and how those upper body shapes react with one another. Is this supposed to be a diagonal from the flute back to the trombone in that moment? If so, didn't set quite as positively as it could have. Some problem saxophones maintaining that slower suspended stride with regard to pulse control, and then we really kind of lost a sense of pulse control when the tempo speeds up in the lower body. As you continue to press to the top corner of the number two side, lower body orientation change in that minute and going into the back stride. Bruise problematic for some individuals, center field, trumpets in particular. Good rotation there, bass drums. That was well handled. You did a good job maintaining interval in that moment. Okay, I definitely... Oh, that was a lovely, lovely layback position from the horn players in that moment. Good job. Good for you. Okay, so here's what I'll say about that body work. They were very committed to it. They believed in it. That's really positive. It wasn't achieved all at the same technical level when their legs went out behind them. Their legs weren't straight. Did you just want the toe to support the leg? You know, there's lots of little bitty individual effort things that could have been technically a bit more achieved in a positive way. But I get it. I get it. And they were committed to it. Control trombones as you press forward here and watch interval trumpet, the first silver trumpet right behind that. The first silver trumpet behind the first trumpet. That interval really opened up right there, and we haven't corrected it heading into this picture here. Caligard, method of travel seems very loose and non-defined for you as you move to the front side, land there, and press through the band form in that moment. Did not happen as successfully for the trombones and the saxophones as it could have. It was an increase in the size of stride and a speed change all at the same moment. They could have been a little, in terms of achievement, definitely. Pulse control clarinets, really, really quick. I understand the lower body velocity. I'm totally with you. But you have to lock that in. You've got to lock it in a little more clearly than you did tonight from a timing perspective. I think the range of speeds you're asking the lower body to travel at, layered on top of their other body responsibilities, if you will, that we've seen in the first production, are definitely challenging to the performer. I wish they had a stronger level of technical understanding about how to portray those moments of movement a little more positively. They're almost kind of jogging over here, saxophones and mellophones, to reshape this form here. Was that the method of travel that you wanted? I'm not sure I understand what the method of travel was in that moment. There were just many variations of it, so I don't want to assume the one that was correct. It's your job to define it correctly and demonstrate it. Excellent step off with a slower stride. Tuba's well maintained. Good. Flute and tuba intervals are well handled. Thank you. Yes, yeah, so some of the people on the outermost perimeter of this form really have some strong responsibilities with regard to size of stride. Saxophone's having a hard time with that as they line up behind the baritone over on the number one side. And you know, this very slow stride, very small size of stride, should be perfectly performed in that moment. They don't have any other responsibility in that moment, and we still had timing trouble with that. So I think that has to lock in more carefully from a technique perspective. There's a nice level of commitment and energy coming from the band, though, and that is always positive. You know, the motivation for all of these body shape changes isn't always carried through as clearly as it could be from the performers. Clarinet's maintaining good interval control and size of stride in that moment. Good for you. As we kind of break off into these clusters of three. Bass drums, watch pulse control in the middle of the field, guys. You're the focus there. You're moving quicker and faster and in closer proximity to anyone. You're very exposed in that moment. Yeah, bass drums have just lost lower body clarity there. There was pulse control issues. You were just out of step. Struggling flutes, saxophones, number two side on 45-yard line in that moment. With the size of the stride and the pulse control of it, they were just out of step, and there were so many variations of the style of stride you were trying to do. The back stride is not very well defined technically. Saxophones, number one side in that moment. This curvilinear form here is well handled. They're maintaining intervals quite well. Trombones especially, good for you. Yeah. Now there was a solid moment of lower body control. Well understood by the performers. Feet apart, feet together. Then there was a breath of release and then step off again. That worked positively, no question. This is by far their greatest environmental challenge here, as they're spread from the 20 to the 20, basically. They didn't lock in their intervals, so we've got some spacing issues. But what was so interesting about that was there were multiple sizes of stride that had to occur to get the people there, and the people with the largest sizes of stride still continued to struggle the most, so the people on each end of that single-line form. So, you know, I think that there are some very interesting challenges that have been given to the performers. I think that's without question. I think that technically the performers need a stronger depth of knowledge with regard to strength in the body, how your muscles react when you're asking them to go into plié or asking them to go into the ground, support themselves with the arm. There's just a lot of technical information that I don't feel that they fully understand and can commit to at a point where we get similar achievement across from everyone, okay? But otherwise, I think you have a good energy on the field, and I do appreciate the challenges from a body standpoint that you gave the band. Thank you so much, guys, and best of luck to you.